Welcome to a new special deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and, yes, a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
That's right.
And if you're enjoying these explorations we do, please take a quick moment to like and subscribe over on Apple. It really helps us out.
It does.
So today we're diving into something pretty specific and I think really timely. The Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification.
Mm-hmm.
We're using the guide, ACE, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, as our main source here.
The comprehensive guide.
Yeah. Exactly. And our mission for you, our listener, the learner, is really to pull out the most important bits about this new certification.
Kind of shortcut.
Yeah, exactly. A shortcut to understanding its value, you know, how it's set up, the key ideas, and also why it kind of signals a shift in what AI leadership means now.
Right. We want to inform you, maybe intrigue you a bit, but without just drowning you in detail.
Precisely. Get the essence.
And that guide we mentioned, it really covers the whole spectrum from like the basics of Gen AI right through to exam details and business strategy.
Okay, so let's jump in. Part one, understanding this certification. What's the big picture here?
Well, I mean, it's no secret AI, especially generative AI, is really shaking things up in business and tech. It's a profound transformation.
For sure.
And that creates this need for leaders who, you know, don't just know about AI, but have a strategic sense of how to use it for innovation, for efficiency.
For competitive advantage.
Exactly. So Google Cloud stepped in with this generative AI leader certification. They're calling it a first of its kind credential.
Okay, first of its kind. What makes it different?
It's aimed at professionals who see AI's impact beyond just the code. It's about strategic understanding.
So less about the technical weeds, more about the bigger picture.
Pretty much. It validates strategic acumen and business level knowledge of Google Cloud's Gen AI stuff.
Hmm.
A big piece is how Google's AI-first mindset guides responsible innovation.
Responsible innovation? That sounds key.
It is. A certified leader ideally can influence AI projects, spot opportunities across different parts of the business, use Google Cloud for actual results, and, crucially, help the tech and non-tech teams talk to each other.
Bridging that gap.
Yeah. It marks an evolution, you know, valuing AI leadership skills beyond just pure technical chops. It's about connecting AI solutions with business strategy and, importantly, ethics.
Okay, so that explains what it is.
Yeah. But
why does it matter? What's the value proposition for leaders?
Well, being one of the first to get this kind of specialized certification from Google Cloud, that gives you a real edge. The field's moving so fast.
But being early is an advantage.
Definitely. It shows you're committed, you're capable of guiding AI adoption responsibly, innovatively. It positions you and your company to grab those early Gen AI opportunities.
And for the company itself, having certified leaders.
It gives them that in-house know-how to navigate all the AI complexity, find those high-impact use cases, and make sure the ethical side isn't forgotten.
You mentioned Google Cloud being a first mover here.
Yeah, and that's significant. They're basically setting a new standard for what AI leadership competence looks like. It could push other organizations, other cloud providers, to follow suit.
Interesting. Setting a benchmark.
Exactly. And for the individuals who get certified early, it boosts their profile, shows they're forward thinkers in this really transformative area.
Yeah, okay, makes sense. So who specifically is this certification for? Who's the ideal candidate profile?
It's really tailored for people who are already or want to be leading AI transformations. Think managers, administrators overseeing Gen AI projects,
yeah.
Strategic leaders like executives making the big AI decisions, visionary types in various roles who see the potential and want to champion AI, and anyone influencing Gen AI initiatives across the business.
So a range of leadership roles.
Yeah, but the common thread is that strong business level knowledge. It's not aimed at the deep technical implementers, the coders.
Right, more the strategists.
Exactly. People who can translate tech possibilities into business wins. So IT leaders, yes, but also leaders in finance, healthcare, manufacturing, really any industry. Partners, startups, SMBs too.
And you mentioned responsibility again.
Absolutely crucial. It emphasizes responsible AI adoption. So thinking about ethics, fairness, security, governance, that's seen as part of being an effective AI leader, it's not an afterthought.
Got it. So let's say someone goes through the process, gets certified. What are the tangible benefits for them personally and professionally?
Okay, several key things. First, it's formal proof, right? Shows you have advanced skills in using Gen AI for actual business transformation.
Credibility.
Big time. It also equips you better to guide your organization. Google Cloud actually says something like 8 out of 10 of their learners feel more ahead in AI because of their training.
That's a strong indicator.
It is. Certified leaders are also better placed to find those really valuable use cases, the ones that deliver real impact.
So driving results.
And as we said, credibility within the industry gets a major boost. Plus, honestly, as companies look for leaders who get AI, this certification can definitely open new career doors.
Okay, that gives us a really clear picture of the certification itself. Let's shift gears a bit to the practical side, the exam itself. How's it structured? What's the format like?
Right, the nitty-gritty. It's a 90-minute exam.
Okay, an hour and a half.
Yep. And you'll face somewhere between 50 and 60 multiple choice questions.
Multiple choice, okay. Is it just memorizing facts?
Not really. Because it's leadership focused, expect a lot of scenario-based questions.
Like what would you do in this situation?
Exactly. They'll give you a realistic business problem, and you need to apply your Gen AI knowledge, your understanding of Google Cloud tools, to choose the best approach. It tests judgment, application, not just recall.
That makes sense for a leadership cert.
Yeah.
How do you take it? Online? In person?
You've got options. You can do it online with remote proctoring or go to an official on-site testing center.
Flexibility is good.
Yeah. The main thing is it focuses on applying these principles and solutions to business problems.
What about getting registered?
Yeah.
And the cost?
The registration fee is $99 US, plus any local taxes, of course.
Pretty standard for these types of certs.
Yeah. You just register through the official Google Cloud certification website. That's where you choose if you want online or in-person proctoring, too.
Okay. Are there any prerequisites? Like, do you need another Google cert first or specific job experience?
Officially, no. There are no formal prerequisites listed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it matches the intro course in their learning path, which also has none. But realistically, given who it's for and what it covers,
you'd want some background.
Definitely beneficial. Having a business level grasp of cloud computing, AI concepts generally, and some familiarity with Google Cloud services will help a lot. It's really designed for leaders needing that conceptual understanding of Gen AI's strategic side, even without deep tech skills.
Got it. And language.
Mm-hmm.
Availability.
Right now, it's English only, but it is available globally, so professionals anywhere can go for it.
Good to know. How long does the certification last once you pass? And what about renewal?
It's valid for 3 years.
3 years. Standard again?
Yep. To renew, you can either take a specific renewal exam or just retake the main exam again. You have a window of 60 days before it expires to do that.
Makes sense. But 3 years in AI,
yeah,
that's like a lifetime.
Exactly. That's the crucial point. With Gen AI moving so fast, new models, new techniques popping up constantly, you absolutely have to keep learning way beyond just renewing the cert every 3 years. Think of the cert as a great starting point or milestone, but the learning journey is continuous.
Absolutely. Okay, now for maybe the most critical part for anyone studying, the exam domains. What topics are covered and how much weight does each carry?
Yes. This is key for planning your study time. There are four main domains.
Okay.
Domain one is fundamentals of generative AI. That's about 30% of the exam.
30%. Okay. A good chunk.
Domain two is Google Cloud's generative AI offerings. This one's the biggest, around 35%.
Right. So definitely focus there.
For sure. Domain three is techniques to improve generative AI model output. And that's roughly 20%.
20%.
And finally, domain four, business strategies for a successful Gen AI solution makes up the remaining 15%.
Okay, 30, 35, 20, 15. Knowing those weights is super helpful for prioritizing study. Obviously, need to nail the Google Cloud offerings part.
Absolutely. But you need a solid grasp of all four areas. The fundamentals provide the base, the techniques help you understand refinement, and the strategy ties it all to business value.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Shall we dive into domain one then? The fundamentals, 30%. What core concepts are we talking about?
Right. Laying the groundwork. You need to be comfortable with the basic terminology, you know, AI, machine learning, ML, deep learning, and then specifically generative AI, emphasizing that content creation aspect.
Got it. The building blocks.
Exactly. Then foundation models. Understand what they are, these big pre-trained versatile models. Think scalability, cost effectiveness, and know about Google Cloud's Vertex AI Model Garden as a place to find them.
Vertex AI Model Garden.
Also, large language models, LLMs. Know about the transformer architecture, at least conceptually. understand knowledge cutoffs that the model only knows things up to a certain date, and hallucinations, the model making stuff up.
Yeah, hallucinations are a big topic.
Huge. You also need to know about multimodal foundation models, ones that handle text, images, audio, etc., and diffusion models, especially for image generation.
And prompting.
Absolutely critical. Prompting and prompt engineering, how you actually talk to these models to get what you want. That's fundamental.
So it's not just definitions, it's understanding these concepts in action.
Precisely. You should also grasp the different ML approaches, supervised, unsupervised. Maybe think customer segmentation as an example for unsupervised and reinforcement learning.
Okay, the main types of ML.
And have a sense of the typical ML lifecycle. Okay. You know, getting the data in, preparing it, training the model, evaluating it, deploying it, and then the ongoing management and monitoring. That last part's really important.
Right, it doesn't stop at deployment.
Never. And data itself is huge in Gen AI. Understand structured versus unstructured data, labeled versus unlabeled, and the importance of data quality, accuracy, completeness, consistency, relevance. Plus, data accessibility, getting the right data, is strategic.
Data is the fuel, right?
Absolutely. Finally, it helps to understand the layers of the Gen AI landscape, the underlying infrastructure, the models themselves, the platforms like Vertex AI, AI agents, and the final Gen AI powered applications the user sees.
Okay, that's a solid foundation for the fundamentals. Let's move to domain two, the big one. Google Cloud's generative AI offerings at 35%. What's the focus here?
This is where you need to know Google's specific tools and services, and crucially, how they map to business needs. Understand Google's whole AI-first philosophy and how AI, especially Gemini, is woven into Google Cloud and Workspace.
So the ecosystem view.
Yes, and the enterprise-grade aspects. Yeah. Scalability, security, reliability. Their open approach is also part of it. AI is becoming kind of ubiquitous, lowering the barrier to entry, which means more people need that AI literacy.
Makes sense. What specific models should people know?
Definitely the key Google Cloud Foundation models. The Gemini family is central. Gemini App Advanced. Gemini for Google Workspace for productivity, Gemini for Google Cloud as an assistant for tech pros, and Gemini Nano for on-device stuff.
The whole Gemini suite.
Mm-mm. Also, Gemma, they're lightweight, open models. Know the different sizes and use cases like text, summarization, code generation. Understand the benefits customization, deployment flexibility, how it integrates with Vertex AI MLOps.
Gemma, got it. Any others?
Imogen for text to image. Veo for text or image to video, though it might still have limitations to be aware of.
Imogen and Veo.
And importantly, understand the strategic trade-offs between using Google's proprietary models versus open models. Things like support, performance, control, cost, data sensitivity, available talent. Leaders need to weigh those factors.
Right. It's not always one size fits all. You mentioned Vertex AI earlier. How deep do we need to go there?
Pretty deep. Vertex AI is the central hub. You absolutely need to know its key components.
Okay. Like what?
The model garden, that curated collection of models we mentioned. Google's third-party open source. Makes it easy to find, deploy, customize models. Big accelerator.
Double garden check.
Vertex AI Studio. That's for interactive prototyping, designing prompts, tuning models, including Gemini with your own enterprise data. It integrates with MLOps, allows faster iteration, and has enterprise governance and security built in.
Studio for prototyping and tuning.
Then Vertex AI Search used to be called Generative AI App Builder. Lets you build Google quality search over your private data or public data. Understands intent, gets relevant results from different data types.
The Vertex AI search, okay.
Also, Vertex AI Model Builder and AutoML. These are for training custom models. Model Builder is more for data scientists. AutoML is for folks with less ML expertise. Need to know the strategic factors for choosing between them. Cost, scale, customization needs, MLOps integration.
Model Builder and AutoML. Lots of components.
It's a comprehensive platform. And don't forget the Vertex AI MLOps tools, model registry, model monitoring, feature store, pipelines. These are critical for governance, administration, scaling, collaboration, tracking experiments, reproducibility, cost efficiency, all that operational stuff.
MLOps is essential for real-world deployment.
Absolutely. You should also be aware of the more specialized AI solutions and APIs Google offers. Things like Notebook LM, the AI research assistant for your own documents. Document AI for automating document processing. Contact Center AI, CCAI, for customer service. Plus the various APIs. Speech-to-text, text-to-speech, translation, vision AI, natural language API.
So knowing when to use these specific tools versus the broader platform.
Exactly. And finally, have some awareness of the developer tools relevant to Gen AI, like Cloud Run, AppScript, things like that.
Wow. Okay. Domain 2 is definitely comprehensive. Let's take a breath and move to Domain 3. Techniques to improve generative AI model output, about 20%. What's the core idea here?
The core idea is that just using a foundation model out of the box is often just the start. You usually need to refine the output to make it truly useful and reliable for business.
Right. Tuning the engine.
Kind of. This domain covers how you do that. Things like streamlining your prompting workflows, reusing good prompts, chaining prompts together, using features like saved info or gems in Gemini.
Making prompting more efficient.
Yes. And understanding effective prompting techniques themselves. Zero shot, one shot, few shot, showing the model examples to get the style right. Role prompting, telling the model to act like someone specific.
Zero, one, few shot, role prompting. Got it.
Then there are techniques for guiding the model and making it more accurate. Grounding is a big one, connecting the output to real, verifiable sources to reduce hallucinations.
Grounding to fight hallucinations. Makes sense.
And retrieval augmented generation, or ARI. This is huge. It involves pulling info from external sources, like vector databases, or using Vertex AI Search, adding that context to your prompt, and then having the model generate.
So giving the model fresh, specific info to work with.
Exactly. It helps with factual accuracy, using up-to-date info, leveraging your own company's knowledge base.
RG seems really powerful.
It is. Then there are more advanced prompting techniques, sometimes called reasoning loops, like chain of thought, COTI, prompting, getting the model to show its work, thinks step by step, improves accuracy and transparency, can be zero shot, few shot, even automatic COTI.
Chain of thought. Interesting.
And REACT, which stands for reason and act. This involves the model kind of interleaving its reasoning steps with actions, like using external tools to look things up, can lead to more reliable, factual answers.
REACT. Okay. What else?
Meta prompting, basically using AI to help you write better prompts.
AI helping AI?
Sort of, yeah. You also need to understand the various sampling parameters you can adjust. Token count, temperature controlling creativity versus focus. Top hip sampling, safety settings, output length. Fine-tuning the model's behavior.
Those knobs and dials.
Pretty much. And critically, the role of humans in the loop, HITL. This is essential for governance, accuracy, reducing bias, ensuring safety and ethics. Humans are needed for things like data annotation, reviewing prompts before generation, and reviewing feeding back on the output after generation. It's about human-AI collaboration.
HITL is key for responsible AI.
Absolutely. Finally, understand fine-tuning, actually retraining a foundation model on your specific data for deep customization. Know how it compares to just using prompt engineering, the differences in speed, cost, customization level, data privacy, technical expertise needed, and which use cases fit each approach best.
Prompt engineering versus fine-tuning, a common decision point.
Very common. Prompt engineering is faster, cheaper for general tasks or quick prototypes, good when you need external knowledge. Fine-tuning is for deep industry specialization, using proprietary data, getting nuanced control, achieving the highest accuracy on very specific tasks.
Okay, that clarifies domain 3. Now for the last one, domain 4. Business strategies for a successful Gen AI solution. Around 15%, what's the focus here?
This domain really hammers home that the tech is only part of the equation. Success hinges on the business strategy around it.
Strategy is king.
You got it. So you need to understand how to develop a Gen AI strategy. That means having a clear vision, prioritizing use cases, maybe starting with quick wins, investing in the right skills and talent, like prompt engineering and AI ethics people, managing the organizational change that comes with AI, considering top-down versus bottom-up approaches. It's about focus and collaboration.
Building the strategic framework.
Yes. And part of that is choosing the right model strategically. Considering factors beyond just performance, like modality, context window size, availability, and SLAs, cost, how easy it is to fine-tune, and of course, security and compliance needs.
Matching the model to the business need.
Exactly. Responsible AI in business is a major theme here too. Knowing Google Cloud's principles and tools is helpful, but also understanding the business case for being responsible. Customer trust, safer products, responsible innovation. Leadership plays a big role in championing this.
Responsible AI is a business imperative.
And closely related is secure AI, protecting your Gen AI initiatives. Familiarity with Google's secure AI framework, SAIF, is good. Understanding how security aligns with responsible AI, knowing key security measures like identity and access management, IAM, using Security Command Center, monitoring workloads.
Security can't be an afterthought.
Definitely not. The domain also covers pre-project considerations, doing that practical assessment up front. What are the needs? Scale, customization, user interaction, privacy, latency, connectivity. And what resources do you have? People, money, time.
The reality check before you start.
Exactly. And then measuring the value and ROI. You have to be able to show the impact. Why is ROI important? What questions should you ask? Using benchmarks, maybe a multi-metric approach looking at efficiency, productivity, innovation. A/B testing can help here too. Having that strategic foundation, aiming for quick wins, integrating into core processes, ensuring data quality. These are best practices for demonstrating value.
Proving it was worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And finally, change management. Managing the human side of AI adoption. Knowing about change models like ADCAR can be useful. The importance of clear communication, good training, how to handle resistance, and finding that balance between automation and human expertise, fostering human AI collaboration.
So it really brings everything together, the tech, the strategy, the people, the ethics, the value.
That's exactly right. It's a holistic view of AI leadership. You need to understand how Gen AI fits into the overall business strategy, drives change, creates value, and do it all responsibly and securely.
Okay, that wraps up our deep dive into the domains. A lot to cover, but incredibly valuable.
It really is a comprehensive certification for leaders navigating the AI landscape.
So just to summarize the key takeaways for everyone listening, this Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification is really about validating that strategic understanding of AI, not just the tech. It covers a crucial range of topics from the fundamentals through Google-specific tools, techniques for improvement, and right into business strategy.
And importantly, it heavily emphasizes responsible and secure AI practices as core leadership competencies. Preparing for it requires a well-rounded approach across all those domains.
Definitely. Something for all leaders involved in AI initiatives to consider for their own journey.
Absolutely.
This has been a special deep dive into the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification here on AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman. Now, if you want to go even deeper into these topics, really solidify your understanding, we highly recommend checking out the ebook based on this discussion. It's titled ACE, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, written by Etienne Newman.
Mm-hmm. It covers all this in more detail.
Exactly. You can find it on Google Play, Shopify, or directly over at djamgete.com. That's djamgete.com.
A great resource for anyone preparing for the exam or just wanting to understand this area better.
For sure. And of course, if you found this deep dive insightful today, please do remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on Apple. It helps others find the show.
So maybe a final thought to leave our listeners with.
Yeah, let's do that. As AI keeps weaving itself deeper and deeper into, well, pretty much everything business does.
How will that strategic leadership in generative AI,
yeah,
how will that become the new essential skill, the must-have competency for driving innovation and responsible growth, specifically in your field?
Something to think about.